Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Friday, June 6th, 2014. It's a sunny day with a high in the city near 79 degrees. Lovely tonight. Lovely again tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 83. Clear Saturday night and mostly sunny on Sunday. General Motors Corporation on Thursday issued a report detailing how for 11 years it turned a blind eye to an ignition switch problem. The report, which will be the subject of upcoming congressional hearings, describes shortcomings of GM engineers, including a failure to understand how the car was built. Meanwhile, according to the 325-page report, the highest levels of the company were not made aware. The internal investigation said GM, one of the world's biggest automotive companies, had a long-running corporate culture in which nobody took responsibility for problems. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut said the GM report seems like the best report money can buy. It absolves upper management, denies deliberate wrongdoing, and dismisses corporate culpability. New York City parents received letters beginning yesterday telling them whether their child got into the city's full-day pre-K if they applied by April 23rd. But fewer than half are landing a seat at their top choice school.
Some parents are going to find out that, yes, they got a space. Others will find out they didn't get their first choice.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said Thursday that the city has more than 26,000 pre-kindergarten seats in public schools. About two-thirds of the children whose parents applied were accommodated with a seat, but for some that meant being matched up with a school that wasn't their first choice, and nearly one-third of those who applied were not matched with any school. Those parents are encouraged to apply now to community-based organizations that will also offer pre-K either in their own neighborhoods or close to work. Deputy Mayor Richard Bury, who has been heading up the pre-K effort, says there are many options for those who didn't get their first choice or who didn't get a pre-K match.
In your letter, you will get an application that can be used at any community-based early childhood center around the city. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for this process. You can mail it to Pre-K, Tweed Courthouse, 52 Chambers Street, New York, New York, 10007. You can submit an application online by going to nyc.gov/pre-K, where there are great tools.
The expansion of pre-kindergarten was de Blasio's signature campaign proposal last year. After a political battle with Albany, the program will be funded with $300 million from the state budget. The NYPD, with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, arrested men they said were members of three street gangs responsible for violent crimes throughout West Harlem. The 103 suspected gang members face charges including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, and gang assault. The arrests occurred at two Harlem public housing complexes, General Grant and Manhattanville Houses. Hundreds of officers in body armor descended upon the housing projects. Helicopters swirled overhead. This didn't sit well with some Harlem residents like Will Reese.
What happened on Wednesday morning, 5:30 in the morning, is that an army of over 400 police with helicopters, body armor, military-style weapons, invaded this neighborhood and rounded up and took away over 100 people. They knocked down doors with battering ramps. They came in here like a genuinely a military invasion. And you had grandmothers and mothers trying to hide their 15-year-olds, reminiscent of slavery days or something. And all of this is done under the umbrella of fighting crime and going after gangs. But it's very much connected with stop and frisk, with the random arrests and criminalization of Black and Latino youth. They said they arrested people from 15-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
Reese says this cannot become the new norm.
If this system can waste the kind of human potential that exists in these youth, and in these communities, if it can waste it and criminalize it, if it can arrest it and put them in concrete cages and can't find the answers, then they need to get out of the way.
Audrey Smith is a Harlem mom with a 15-year-old son. She lives at Grant Houses. Smith says the cops destroyed the neighborhood when they came in.
They also put a fear that people don't want to come outside, you know, just to go to the store. Our store burnt down. We have a store here. Everybody has cells. You have to walk outside. You have to enjoy your community. You have to go pick up your child. You might be coming from work. What is this? What's going on? And why are you filling up the jail system with youth, combining them with real criminals that's sex thirsty, okay? And let alone the things that just go on with prison, with the guards, in combination, society is falling. It's not the youth. The youth rely on society. When society falls, the world falls.
For these Harlem residents, the way the police conducted mass arrests this week isn't community policing. It's not the way to rebuild trust and ties within the community. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.